بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا الله تبارك وتعالى has made this world دار الامتحان. This is not anyone's paradise and neither is this hell for anyone. In this world, when good times come, easy time comes, then many a person thinks, I'm enjoying it. This is why I'm created. This is the life. This world, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully he described it. He said, this is a world of drought. The nature of drought is such that it means in this world there is never enough to fulfill the desires of man. The cows will go out to graze. If the shepherd is able to speak to the cow, and he has to explain that you see that the lands that we got at the moment, there's not much rain. So whatever little bit green there is, just eat what you can and carry on life. All you have to do is bite a little, but don't bother too much. Because once we reach over the waters, then there we are going to find a pasture that will never ever lose its greenery. When that cow comes over the mountain, and it has been already told this is a world of drought, it will then not look at how little grass there is. It will rather be amazed and say, hey, there is so much of grass. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us this world is a jail for a believer. But what do you have in a jail? A jail is supposed to be such that besides the one stool and that one bed and one toilet which many people will be using, in the jail there is nothing else. The man looks out the whole day that I wish I could be out of the jail. In South Africa at the present moment, many countries of the world, now they have made some of those jails so smart that in some South Africa, sometimes the drug addict who's the boss, he prefers to rather be caught and go to jail. Because after he's in jail, he got no fear of getting caught. And then from jail, he's able to do whatever he wants. Because whatever he wants, even if he gets caught, they can't do anything else, he's already caught. So there was one alim who started working in one of these areas, and he did fantastic work, he's still doing. But first, when he came to the area, he had a lot of this desire that the drugs must stop. So he went outside the masjid and he started working, stopping the drug addicts. So a message came to him from the man in the jail. He said, the people you stopping, they all work for me. The most you're going to manage to do is to get them locked up. I'm already locked up. He said, when I send my people for you, you won't get locked up. You will be in the grave. And then he wrote a nice thing. He said, Maulana, your job is in the masjid and my work is outside the masjid. He said, the one who takes drugs and he comes to the masjid, I give you full permission to tell him drugs are bad. Change him. But the one who comes to my houses to buy drugs, please don't interfere. So Salim told me that. He said, even the drug lord knows how to do business. But the thing, he said, what are we going to do? Who are we going to catch? He's already in jail. But the normal jail is supposed to be so hard that you only want to get out. Allah's Nabi said, this world is a jail. Now when we entered the world, we found in our jail we got air cons. We found in our jail we got the best of foods. Do this here today when you're having supper, or you're going home for your tea or your coffee. Then think about this, that what a jail my Allah put me in. That just when I desire to have coffee, within the next 5 minutes the coffee comes to me. That man will never be able to complain about the difficulties of life, because in jail you're not supposed to have any ease. Look on that dastarkhan and say, I'm in jail and what food my master has sent. And then you will end that meal by saying, Alhamdulillah. There will then be no complaint, because in jail you're not supposed to complain. But the man who entered the world thinking this is paradise, when he went looking for paradise, he would find a garden in which weeds also grow. Now he complains about the weeds. This is a world where Allah has kept happiness, but it goes together with sadness. Where there is health, it goes together with sickness. Where there is life, it goes together with death. But the poet says, in one house they were making khushi khushi of someone being born. In another house at the same time they were making matam, someone had just passed away. In one side someone is laughing and the other side someone is crying. As long as we know it's a jail, it's a place of drought, there are going to be weeds. And the gardener will never complain. The cow will come over the mountain and it will say to the other cows, don't expect anything. And as they came over, they saw there's so much of grass. As that cow ate, on every bite it made the shukr of Allah. That I never expected to see anything. And when the cow came to those spots, those patches where there was nothing, the cow never complained because he was already told this is a world of drought. All that the cow said is, I have to continue moving. I have to continue moving. Because this is not the world that can ever give me what I need. It's over the waters. Over the waters I will come and there is grass for us all. For that world over the waters, there is a place in Kenya which has what is known as the Great Migration. And tourists from the world go to see it. There's a period about 3 months in the year. With the buffaloes from the one side, they need to cross the rivers to go to the other side. Lions are there, leopards are there. They're all there because you're getting the millions of buffalo coming. Every buffalo and every wildebeest, if you all know what wildebeest is, and all those animals as they come, they know when I'm going to enter into that waters. The crocodiles are waiting. Those crocodiles are like what we will say the luckiest in the world. They don't have to go look for the animal, they have to just wait for the animal. So much of food comes for them. When those wildebeest enter, the only thing the crocodile has to make sure is that you don't get stamped to death. Because so many are running. So many are running. So the crocodiles wait. Now there's no fight with the crocodiles. One needs the other one. I'll grab, you pull. And those who have seen this, it's one of the scenes of the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. Every animal knows that death lies in that water. But still the animal will make that journey. If I don't come out alive, I will give my life in the water, but I need to get to the other side. If that animal is asked why, he will say, because I stay on this side of the waters, the grass is going to get finished in 1 month. I need to get there. When you ask him, how much of grass are you going to get on that side? He'll say, 3 months. Say, then what you all have to do? He says, after that we have to come back again. Just for 3 or 4 months of grass, when millions of animals are ready to give their life, then the question is asked to what is called Ashraful Makhluqat. Over the waters is a paradise that will never end. And when you reach it one time, you will never be told to go back. All you have to do is walk past the lands of drought. Then you will have to come to that water which is difficult to cross. But don't be scared, go into it because death will not grab you. That water is called death. That water is called death. So this world is the world of drought. During this world I will walk and I will bite wherever Allah allows me to bite. It is called halal. Wherever else I see something, it is called drought, patches. I want to go in that direction also and says, why couldn't I also have the Lamborghini he got? Why can I not have the Rolls Royce he got? He is moving it up in the world. Why I'm not just getting it? Whenever I see the patch in my life, I think if the cow can carry on without complaining, then why is it that man who is the one who, the only one who really understands Allah? Why do I stop in a world of drought and I look at somebody else's grass and I get filled with jealousy and I say I want his? Have you ever seen the cow when it is moving towards that land, whether in Kenya or anywhere else? As those wildebeest and those buffaloes and those animals are moving, amongst themselves they don't fight. This one doesn't see where that one is eating, because each one's eyes is what's on the other side of the waters. In this world, when we lost sight of the water and after, brother started killing brother. He wanted to know why he got more grass than me, whereas this world had nothing but little grass. He was supposed to eat what little was in front and say, I need to carry on moving. But when he became blind of what's in front, he got stuck. When he got stuck, he looked to the right, he looked to the left, and then he started seeing what everyone else is eating. Then he took a turn completely. And he said, I don't want to go to the waters, I want to stay here. When he did that, which the poet says, قَدَمْ سُوْ اَمَرْقَدْ, that your leg you know is going to the grave, nazar su e dunya, but you're still looking at the world. When he started looking at the world, he saw his brother. He just bought a car the other day. So he said, I need to go change my car. He turned the other side, he saw his sister, she just bought a house. He said, I need to get a house. And he looked in front, he would have seen that the journey has started. Right at the front of the journey, he would have seen the Imam of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would have seen someone saying to him, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the kings of Persia and Rome, when they have the softest of beds, the best of luxuries, when you are the master of mankind. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard that, he sat up. And he said that Allah has given them the paradise in this world. And for us, paradise has been placed somewhere else. They said, can we not make for you something? He said, my example is the example of a man who's on a journey. You will see him on the journey. He said, during the journey, I need to rest a little, so I'll look for some shade. In a world of drought, you do get some shade. The little house we got is that shade. The car that I got is that shade. A wife that I got is that shade. It's things of ease. But in a world of drought, when you find the thing of ease, you don't grab. And you don't sit. And you don't say, after this, I don't want to move. You continue. And you're not scared of tomorrow. Because what happens if tomorrow there's no ease? The individual says, my life carries on. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. There will be days when I'll be enjoying the light, and there will be days when it will be dark. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ. Whether it's daytime or nighttime, whether it's good days or difficult days, whether I got green in front of me and I'm enjoying the bite, or whether I got the patch of drought and now I have to carry on walking. Sometimes I will eat and make Allah shukr. Sometimes I will stay hungry and make Allah sabr. Sometimes wealth will come to me and I'll say, Allah, you made life so easy. Sometimes wealth will be taken away from me and I will say, I wasn't created for this world. I have to just carry on moving. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka. Your Allah has not left you. Your Allah has not forsaken you. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. That what's coming on that side is much better than what's here. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Very soon your Allah is going to give you so much that you also you're going to get happy and they also you're going to get happy. The individual now starts walking. But which individual? He took that message that this world is a world of drought. If I have to stay in it, even if the world of wealth has to come to me, it will not be able to do for me what I want. Ask the billionaire why he committed suicide. as the richest man in the world, why at night he is to toss and turn? Ask those musicians who the whole world is dying for the auto, for their signature. But when they go home at night, they are angry with themselves and everyone else. Ask them that the wealth of the world, you are earning millions in the year. The wealth of the world, can it not buy for you? They will say, how much of food comes in front, but my stomach is too small. They will say, how much of clothing I am able to get every day, but my body only allows one. They will say, how many mansions I can put up, but I can walk in only one. They will say, how many places around the world I can have, but I can visit only one. As my world gets bigger, my body becomes weaker. And there in front is a world that when Allah will make the Jannah bigger, the power of man will become bigger. In that world, if you earn more, you build more, the power of your eye will allow you to see what's far, just like it will allow you to see what's near. In that world, when you will say, I want the grape from that garden, you will not have to take a flight to go to that garden. The branch of that garden will come right to you. Yeah. That picture is what Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to be in the heart and the mind of every person. That this is a world of drought. It has the value by Allah of the wing of the mosquito. It is a world of, it's a jail. It is a world where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up a goat. The goat was dead. It had no life, which means this world got no life. Then one ear was cut. One ear was cut. Not only is it dead, even before it died, it had its defect. This world, while it got its few days of life, it lives with its defect. It is small. It can hardly give much milk. It already got a broken ear. It is just limping for a few days and then it will die. When it will die, it will start rotting. And the man who died for that goat, he will have to sit with a rotten goat. He picked it up and he said to Sahaba radiallahu anh, who will purchase this goat from me? For one dirham, one coin. And the Sahabi radiallahu anh said, even if you give it for free, who is going to ever grab onto it? Touching it makes me feel dirty. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wallah, this is this world in the eyes of Allah. Why did he mention it? Not that we're going to jump out of the world, that while you're walking in the world, see it as a world of drought and see what's coming on the other side of the waters. When those wildebeest entered, the crocodile bites. Each one is looking at the other being taken in the waters. But he just carries on. The crocodile say, the wildebeest, the buffalo says, I just need to make it on the other side. But when they make it on the other side, lions are waiting. Leopards are waiting. It's still not. That animal just carries on. One is taken, another is taken, mummy is taken, baby is taken. They just carry on. Why? Because the eye is fixed on what's coming ahead. If the believer's eye can be fixed on what's coming ahead, there were those people in the past who went into the thick of the battle. They said to him, where are you running? We are losing. He said, I smell Jannah behind the mountain. When the eye became fixed, he was stabbed. Blood was coming. Where he was going to say, ah, I'm dead. He said, Fustu wa Rabbi al-Kaaba. By Allah, I have found what I am looking for. A Sahabi falls down. They say, any last message? Where normally you will say, tell my wife I love her. He said, send my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say to him, what you promised us, we found it. What you promised us, we found it. What was read in these verses is now going to be that. Well, Allah tabarak ta'ala shows us what's on that side and what's on this side. In this side we see so many people around us. They're the best soccer player in the world, sports player in the world, musician in the world. They're earning millions and billions. Their life is put in the newspaper. You ask a person, what you want to do? He says, I want to be an actor. You say, what? He says, you know how much they earn? That number that was put, that was all that made. But all that they earned was the world of drought, that they got a little bit more grass. Allah Tabaraka Taala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا. As for those people who could not see our signs, and in arrogance they turned away from our signs, they lived and died for this world. لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. The doors of the heavens will never open for them. وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. They are never going to get to where we are trying to get. That garden that's in front, they are never going to enter. حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ. It was known by the Arabs, it was called like a phrase, metaphor, or what you call like a sentence, which you say is that the day you can get the camel, push the camel in the hole of the pen. Now the hole of the pen is so small, and the camel is so huge. It was a sentence. The day you push the camel in the hole, that day I'll do what you want to do. Allah Ta'ala says, until the camel goes through that hole, they are not going to ever get there. Meaning there's one nation who we have, sometimes we say, I wish I can be him. So these verses say, think about it properly, because he is going to remain in the world of drought. And slowly that grass is coming to an end. When that grass will come, he will then be in a land where there's no grass. Then he will take his steps slowly, and he'll start getting weaker. He will sit asking for help, and he will look around. He will say, can you help me? But the other one is in also in his problem. He's also half. My son went in Jamaat, Pakistan. We told him that when you reach any foreign country, you make sure you eat onion. The onion of the country will help your stomach. So alhamdulillah, he was eating the onion, but the other boys were laughing at him, like, uli onion. So, if you don't have the onion, you get running stomach. And this is not called normal running stomach, you call marathon running stomach. The stomach runs, like, before you can run. So the Jamaat, we met them when they came back, we had a meeting of nice dawat, so each one is giving his kar guzari. I was gonna tell them, this is not kar guzari, you're telling me what happened in the toilets. Everyone had a toilet story. What was happening in the toilet? Finally, he said that we were all like... So the one friend said, you know, I messed my bedding. So I said, you couldn't tell the other one to clean it. He said he was also half dead. Everyone is dying. It hit everyone. Day when the one will find his grass is finished, he'll turn to the other. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. When a man will now ask his brother, can you help me? But he said, I'm looking for grass. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَعْنُ يُغْنِي. On that day, everyone will be in his own. I got nothing for me. On the other side of the waters, they will however see a group. And they will now scream to that group, that I'm dying of thirst here. Can you at least send something from there? The scream will take place. Of the one man who we said, I wish I could be like him. He got millions, but his millions are drying. And the other individual who was just making his journey. Just making his journey. Allah Tabaraka Taala says, the one group, Jannah, they're not going to get. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As for those people who have believed, and amongst their belief is that first verse of Quran, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That their iman is on something that they're not seeing, but they know it's coming. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Convinced that it's on the other side, like that animal that is just moving. It just knows I need to get to the other side. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. If you say it's too hard to get to paradise, Almighty Allah says, if it was too hard, we would never have told you to make the journey. We have not made it hard. It is just that one doesn't want to go forward. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. For the one who's moving forward, Allah Tabaraka Taala says, he's going to be the one who lands up in the garden. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Where after a few months, the animal will be told, you'll have to go back. The people of Jannah will never have to go back. They will remain in it forever and ever. ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل. There will be no hatred, there will be no enmity. تجري من تحتهم الأنهار. Forget finding grass, there they will have rivers flowing under them. It will be green, and when it's eaten, it will be green again. They will not have to look for green grass, they will be moving with the rivers of the world. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا. This is this. When they will be on that side, this is Quran. I ask you to memorize this. Memorize this verse. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا. They will say, Allah, I thank you so much that you pulled me on this road. One is called Ira'atu Tariq. I will show you the path. So the animal is told, you know where you need to go? You need to go on the other side of the waters. And this one is when someone comes to an animal and he says, I'm putting you in my van. Whether you like it or not, kick how much you want, we going. It is called Isal ila al-Matloob. Take me to where I need to reach. Every day when we say, Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim, it is that dua saying, Allah, will you allow me to reach my destination? On that day when they will say, Allah, alhamdulillah, thanks to you, O Allah, who brought us to this. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ. We would never have reached here had you not brought us to it. On that day, everyone will not reach. This must be memorized, this word, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. So that when our eye falls on everyone who's dying for the grass of the world, we can hear the people on that side saying, Allah, we thank you so much that you pulled us away from here. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ. Then when the people of paradise will call out to the people of the fire, only Quran would be able to tell us how it's happening. The people on that side of the pastures, they will sometimes talk to the people who have died on this side. When the people of paradise will scream to the people of the fire, and قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّا. What our Allah promised us, we found it to be the truth. That sahabi in this world, Allah make me and you like that. In this world, before his eyes closed, he could say, pass my message to the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what you promised us, we found it. In this world, he could say it. Allah make that me and you can say. Last minutes before we dying, and the family comes around, and the family says, that get away, I'm getting the doctor, don't die, don't die. How Allah Tawarakullah says that, don't die, don't die. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقْ. The man is sick, everyone is screaming, bring the doctor, bring the doctor. مَنْ رَاقْ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقْ. But the man knows my time is up. One man is happy to go, the other one doesn't to go, but both have to go. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ. The shins come together, the pain starts. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ. Everyone has to go. When everyone has to go, it means no animal is going to stay in the world of grass. When everyone has to go, we rather get to the right place. When the man of Jannah will say to the man of the fire, I found what Allah promised me to be the truth. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا. What about you? What about you? On that day, the millionaire and the billionaire, the man who had the biggest, the man who had the best, the man who came out of the Rolls Royce and they opened his door, the man who walked and they took his picture, the one who danced and everyone made sajda to him, Allah save us all. He will be asked, what about you? And he will have to answer. قَالُوا نَعَمْ. All he will be able to say is, what Allah promised, we found it. What Allah promised, we found it. Then there will be a time where he will speak to that side. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. And when the people of the fire will scream, call out to the people of Jannah, أَفِيضُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. That you living in a world with gardens flowing under you, rivers flowing under you. From that river, if you just send one glass of water, how will it harm you? Meaning, I don't even have one sup of water. And afidhu alayna min alma, o mimma razaqakum Allah. The most that can happen in this world is a man lives as a beggar. Even in the life of a beggar, he knows if he goes to someone and he says, from the fruits you got, give me one apple. And then the man looks at it and he says, okay, take this one here. The beggar's life still carries on. But on that day when the man on this side says, just give me one thing what you enjoying. قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. It will be announced, you can't. For Allah has forbidden it for the people on the side. الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَحْوًا وَلَعِبًا. Those people who made their religion, who made their life, who made their habits, that I have just been created to enjoy. لَحْوًا وَلَعِبًا. Play, enjoyment, fulfill my every desire. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And this world deceived them. They saw the grass. It looked green. It started biting. It turned around and it started walking this way. That I'll get more grass as I move. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. In the world, the animal walked that way. The man walked that way. He forgot where he's supposed to go. Allah says, today we will forget them. Like how they forgot where they have to meet us. وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. Because they would see our signs and they would act like they're not seeing it. They would say, it's not happening. They would see the man going in the grave, but they would say, there's nothing such as life after death. But in their heart, they knew that what I'm saying is not the truth. They would see the world and the inside would tell them there's a creator. But just because they wanted to live life without commands, they said, there's no creator. They said, I came from a monkey, I came from an ape, I came from anything, but I never come from an Adam. Because if I came from an Adam, then there's a creator of the Adam. And if there's a creator of Adam, alayhi salam, there's a law that has come. I don't want the law. So I'll just be happy that I have come from the monkey. وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. They forgot they had to meet us. Today we will forget them. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has painted Jannah in what ways? This is one way. Like this Quran is full. Memorize one, two parts, one sentence. But it must be more than enough for us when we live in this world and we're making this journey. Let us go step by step. Enjoy the grass that is made halal for us. Do not allow our eye to fall on what is made haram on us. Keep our eye front. Even in front, if that water is there where we know there is the crocodile of death, do not be scared of it. I know when I enter, that crocodile will not be able to bite me, the angel of death will come to take me. But where the crocodile grabs the animal and pulls it in and says, you will never make it to the other side. My river is such when I enter it, the angel of death will take me and take me to the other side. So neither in this world must I be stuck. I will take it step by step with shukr and sabr. When the grass is there, I thank you, O Allah. When it is droughts, I am patient, O Allah. When I come to the river of death, I don't turn back and say, I don't want to go in. There's a crocodile that's going to bite. I say, in there is the angel of Allah that has come to take. I go into it. I go smiling into it. I say, غَدًا نَلْقَى. Today, tomorrow I meet my companions. I meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his friends. Tomorrow I am entering into a world where there'll never be drought again. I go happily. One person falls in the water and he says, I'm drowning. And the other person dives into the water. I want to be the one who dives into the water of death happily. The angel doesn't have to pull out my soul. My soul says to the angel, I want to come out. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, O soul, are you ready? وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا. Almighty Allah says, one will be the man who the angel has to pull out his soul. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا. And the other will be the man whose soul just slides out. I want to just slide into the waters of death and thereafter. May Allah tabarakallah make us in the easiest and the fastest of manners be able to traverse the paths of this world with sabr and shukr, to enter into death into the manner that Allah wants us and we want to be by Allah, and then to find those beautiful pastures which have been promised. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.